deep breath. This is Radio Kate. The madness begins. I'm leaving my house. I'm leaving my house to find a wedding dress. This is mental. So first stop, it's the Scope shop, charity shop, see if they've got any wedding dresses. Good morning. Slightly random question. Do you have any wedding dresses?
Not at the moment.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, we ain't got no wedding dresses at the moment, have we? Wedding dresses?
No, not at the moment, darling.
Alright.
Second person, sorry about that.
Oh, second really?
Person.
Second person
yeah.
today? Oh.
Yeah.
Do you get them in often?
Huh?
Do you get
wedding? We get them in, but sometimes it's after they're married, or sometimes like, they've had them for about 5, 10 years. So one had them for about 25 years, and she bought in last year or something. And
okay.
It sold, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, I shall continue
well, keep
my.
Keep checking in, darling.
All right, thanks very much.
Right, darling.
Okay, I've been invited upstairs in the Scope shop in Walthamstow,
yeah.
And I'm here with the manageress,
yeah.
Val. I just wanted to know, really, how often do you get wedding dresses into a charity shop?
We don't get loads in, but we do get them. We might get one or two together. And then if we can't sell them, we send them to another shop that sort of has got a...
like a sort of bridal department.
Yeah,
okay.
For that.
And do you think people tend to hold on to their wedding dresses a long time? So the ones you get in are kind of much older and slightly out of fashion, or do people just want
no.
to get shot of them?
Yeah, they're pretty old, really. Not you know, last year's season or the season, they're sort of quite old, really. People get attached to them, don't they?
Yeah, I would imagine
yeah.
so. But have you had any? Have you got any nice stories of people who've come in and found that dress that they were looking for, or anything like that?
Not really, Kate. You know,
that's right. Well, I'm going to carry on my search, see if I can find myself a wedding dress for the royal wedding day tomorrow. Because
oh.
I am a Kate. I am looking for my will, and yeah, if anybody can help me find a nice dress, that'd be wonderful. But thank
yeah.
you.
And yeah,
So no luck at the Scope shop. That's a shame. That's charity shop raising money for children with special needs, and it's where I volunteer sometimes. So next stop, okay, I think we're going to try Fonthill Road in Finsbury Park. I know they've got all sorts of dress shops along there. Maybe I can pick myself up a bargain or persuade a friendly shopkeeper that in the spirit of the royal wedding and insanity, maybe they should lend me one. We'll see. Shame. I came out of the station, I spotted a charity shop and popped in, and yes, lo and behold, they had wedding dresses. They had two very smart ones, which were very expensive. They had one which was more for use for fancy dress. It's a little bit, you know, not quite so posh for a real wedding, but it was too big and it pretty much fell off me, which is a shame. But we're getting closer. It's getting quite exciting now. Apparently they did have another wedding dress, and they sold it just moments before I got there, so a bit gutted. Anyway, we'll try Fonthill Road and see what we can come up with. Okay, I've just walked into an Aladdin's cave called Dynasty, which is a shop on Fonthill Road near Finsbury Park Station. My word, I have never seen so many dresses in my life. Oh my goodness. Just walked upstairs into a room full of the most fabulous embroidered, beautiful, white wedding dresses. Wow. Okay. Let's see if we can find something here that would do for Princess Kate. So, can I ask your name? You're the owner of the shop.
No, I'm not. He's coming.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll wait for him then.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've popped downstairs. I'm having a look through some of the slightly cheaper wedding dresses that they have here. Although these are actually more... I mean, there's amazing party dresses here. This is totally a cool place to be if you're looking for a dress. Unfortunately, the white ones all seem to be, of course, the expensive ones. So he's going to have a look and see if there's any seconds or anything that he might be able to do me a discount on. You never know. Fingers crossed. Okay, I've just been speaking to the manager of the shop. They think they might be able to sort me something out. I've just been pointed out this amazingly intricate, embroidered, beautiful dress. So I'm going to try it on. This is the first time in my life I have ever tried on a proper wedding dress. Goodness knows, it might be the last. Well, then again, I might find a nice boy called Will tomorrow. Who knows? Oops, dropped the phone. I haven't the faintest idea how to get into this thing. Wow. Oh, this is the real deal. It's got a tray and everything. There's even clips to keep my belly in. Question is, does it fit? I think the answer might be no. This is so funny. Wow, it's got a big long train, it's quite heavy. I'm gonna go and see what he thinks. Okay, so I have been wearing this wedding dress for about 10 minutes now. I've come upstairs, been making a few little alterations to make sure it actually fits me. I'm almost starting to feel like a princess. This is quite exciting. A little bit crazy, but quite fun. So I don't know whether I should wait until tomorrow to show you what the dress looks like. Have a big unveiling like the real Kate. Sorry, she's not the real Kate. She's a Catherine. And I'm the real Kate.